It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep. The government of France says it plans to make housing a legal right. That would make housing just like education or health care, which is a right in France. The housing issue has dominated French news and was thrust into the middle of this year's French presidential campaign. Eleanor Beardsley sends us this report from Paris.
In downtown Paris, along the Canal Saint-Martin, 250 red tents shelter 300 homeless men and women. The tents were set up 3 weeks ago by an organization called Les Enfants de Don Quichotte, or the Children of Don Quixote, to draw attention to the plight of the homeless. The residents of Paris were then invited to come out and spend the night with them. Scores of Parisians did, and the campaign dominated TV news programs and newspaper front pages throughout the holidays. Pascal Oumaclouf is one of the founders of the group.
It's not possible that in 2006 in France, people die on the sidewalk. The French Constitution says that everyone has the right to a decent existence. We should either respect this or take it out of the Constitution and end our French arrogance about being a country of human rights.
This week, Prime Minister Dominique de Villepin took up that challenge, saying the government would present a bill to Parliament in mid-January, putting the right to housing on a par with the right to free medical care and education.
Une fois la loi adoptée, le droit au logement opposable pourrait être
mis en œuvre. When the law is passed, those in the most difficult situations, the homeless, poor workers, and single women with children, will be guaranteed the right to housing as early as 2008.
The housing issue is being embraced on the political right and left, with the two front-running presidential candidates, Nicolas Sarkozy and Ségolène Royal, both promising to put a roof over every French head if they are elected. No one seems to have worked out how much all this would cost, but Édouard Filias, the presidential candidate for the free-market Alternative Libertarian Party, says many housing problems could be alleviated by a change in laws and attitudes.
Property owners are worried about being taken to the cleaners by bad tenants. This is a country where all the laws protect renters. If we protected property owners a little better, there would be far fewer people living in bad conditions.
Other critics say the problem is being wildly exaggerated by the media starved of news stories over the holidays. The government says about 86,000 people are homeless in France, a country of 60 million people. But campaigners say up to 3 million people live in substandard housing. For NPR News, I'm Eleanor Beardsley in Paris.